seek to give. Be genuine. Diversify your circle. Attend the event with purpose. If you don't have a purpose for attending the event, don't go, because you're just going to waste your time, waste your money, and waste other people's time too. And you're also going to come off as just a bad taste in their mouth and that you left a bad impression, because you never get a second chance to make a first impression. Welcome, guys. Welcome to Motivate, Grind, Succeed, the podcast where we empower you to level up your life in faith, fitness, fellowship, and finance, our four foundational pillars. Each episode is packed with practical and actionable tips and takeaways to help you thrive. So by the end of this episode, you have something to do. You will have some homework, something you can actually act upon and start seeing some change. If you guys enjoy the show, please leave us a rating and a review, as it really does mean the world to us. And if you want to see the show notes or any other resources that we mentioned in this episode, guys, check out this episode's description and check out the show notes. All of that information that you need is in there, including the Foundational Pillars Coaching Program. Come on, guys. You knew it was coming. So if you are a guy age 18 to 35 and you want help in achieving your goals. In fact, let's take a step back. You don't even know what in the world your goals are. You know you want to do something. You know you want to lose weight. Pretty generic, but let's say you want to lose weight. You know, you want to get better at talking to people, get better at public speaking. You want to be able to do anything in these four foundational pillars that there are. Guys, I invite you to go to mgs.coach. That is going to be the link in this episode's description. Go click on that. Check out what it is that I offer. It's a 3-month long coaching program where we get alignment on your goals, what it is that you actually want to be able to do within the next 3 months. And don't worry, if your goal is going to take longer than 3 months, that's fine, because some goals will simply take longer than 3 months. I still invite you to go check out mgs.coach, read about it, and get on a free pathway to peak performance planning session with your boy. It's 100% free, and it's with yours truly. Ooh, I should be a rapper. That rhymed. But again, guys, go to the website, check it out. If you have a goal that you want to be able to achieve and you want to get laser focused on what that is, even if it takes longer than 3 months, I guarantee you by the end of those 3 months, we are going to have an action plan ready for you, just you, cultivated just for you, to be able to take that and be able to just run with it. You'll be able to follow it day in, day out, run with it, and be able to start seeing results in living the life that you always wanted to achieve. This program, I'm telling you, it's for those people who are just lost, analysis paralysis. They don't know what they want to do. They want to start somewhere. They know that they want to do this thing, but they're not quite sure what this thing is. We're going to get clarity on that. We're going to create a step-by-step action plan for you to achieve what that laser clear focus is, and I'm going to personally hold you accountable so that way you can start seeing some success and start seeing some traction towards that. So if you're interested, it's going to be just labeled as check out my coaching program. There'll be a link. Go ahead and click on that, and let's see if you'll be a fantastic fit for this program. But for those of you all who are here just for the podcast, I'm glad you're here as well, because today we're going to be talking about networking and building professional relationships. I know. Networking. It's like, oh my gosh, really, Rashawn? Networking? We're going to talk about networking. Yes, we're going to talk about networking.
Networking is just like so boring. It's just like schmoozing at a party. It's boring. No one has anything fun to talk about.
Well, we're going to go ahead and debunk that, because I'm going to show you how to make networking not super boring and not just a straight up schmooze fest that whenever you hear networking, your eyes roll to the back of your head so that way you can start seeing your brain oozing out your ears as people are talking. Okay? We are going to go through 5 actionable pieces of advice to actually make networking events and networking with people actually worth your while. And on top of that, using these tips will also, I guarantee you, because I've used these myself, guarantee you, these will also help to improve the way you appear to other people and help to propel you forward in launching you into some better professional relationships, whether that be in terms of you looking for a dream job, or you're trying to be an entrepreneur, or you're just trying to widen your circle of influence, whatever it may be. I guarantee you, you follow any of these tips here, you're going to start seeing some results, and you're going to start making some impact in people's lives. So Rashawn, what are these tips? Glad you asked. Let's start off. Like I said, I got 5 of them for you. Let's start off with number 1, and that is seek to give. I guarantee you've heard this in many other ways before. Right? It's the same exact message, but in just different packaging. You want to lead with value. You want to give people actual value. What does that mean? Whatever the person needs, if you can fulfill that need, you offer to fulfill that need. Let's say you're a video editor and you're at a YouTube conference, you're at a video editing conference or whatever kind of conference you're at that has to do with video editing or anything like that. You meet some people, you walk around, you're talking to people, you're hearing the people are saying, oh, I wish I had a video editor. Hey, sir, I heard you said you need a video editor. Would you be open to me showing you some of my projects that I've done in the past for other clientele? Oh, sure. Why not? I guess if you're pretty good, you can go ahead and show me. What's the harm in that? Just showing. You're not selling anything. You're just showing them, right? Exactly. So you show them what you offer. And if they're intrigued, if they're interested in what it is that you actually have to offer and intrigued in the final result, then you can go ahead and say, hey, if this is something that you're interested in, I can edit a video for you for free, right? Just give me a video that you want. I can give you the output, yours to do whatever you want with it. No strings attached, no questions asked. I'm gonna lose so much money. I'm gonna lose so much time. You're going to get some people who are very selfish and who will just take that and run with it. Yes, that's going to happen. But you don't do this with every single person because of course you're obviously gonna run yourself ragged. You do this with the people who you actually want to work with, who you actually respect and who you believe you can give a lot more value to. You do this for them and the right person that you do this for will see it and they will keep coming back to you potentially as a repeat customer, potentially a hire if that's what you want, potentially as a more permanent form of a freelancer. Just a matter of time. It's a numbers game. It's only a matter of time until you find that one person who really takes you on and really wants to continue to work with you. So it all starts with seeking to give though. It all starts with seeking to give. You want to give value. That's why I do this podcast. I just want to give the value, give the information back. So that way you guys can actually start taking that, doing stuff with it. And then you can start seeing some actual tactical changes in your life. But that's the other thing too. If you don't do anything with the information that I give you and you just say he sounds really nice on a really nice microphone and then that's about it, you're not gonna see any changes. But if you actually want to do the change and you actually implement these things, I guarantee you're gonna start seeing some changes. Point number two that I have for you is to be genuine. It's always easier to be a genuine version of yourself than a carbon copy of somebody else. I always love giving the example of when people say, I want to be the next MJ. I want to be the next Kobe. I want to be the next this bro. I want to be the next. I want to be the next. You can't. You cannot. If you want to be the next Kobe, that would mean that you would physically have to have the same upbringing as Kobe, the same parents as Kobe, the same life experiences as Kobe, to the T. You have to have the exact same musculature as Kobe, the exact same tendon length, the exact same capabilities as the man. You would have to literally be him to be the next him. You cannot be the next him. You can take parts of what he did that was good. You can take parts of him playing b-ball, and then you can take parts of what he did that were good and work on those to become really good at those as well. You can use him as inspiration. If you're saying, I want to be the next Kobe, and you're using him as inspiration, cool, you can keep saying that. But if you're saying it in the form of, I just want to do everything like what Kobe did, wrong. That's not what you want to do. You want to take what worked, work with that, discard the bad. Because the only thing you could do is be the best version of yourself. Because people will be able to tell when you're being fake. Personal story time. Before I started this podcast, I used to run a YouTube channel, which I've since long time ago deleted, but I did it because it looked cool and I was just like, I'm just gonna try doing stuff. But when I was doing it, it was a reaction channel. And when I was doing it, I didn't feel genuine because it's not in my nature to go roast people and make fun of people and do stuff like that. Unless I'm in a friend group and it's just a poking fun a little bit, but to do it professionally and just keep making fun of people, no. That didn't sit well with my own personal morals and everything. It didn't feel right. It didn't feel genuine. So I just closed down everything. I was getting subscribers, but it wasn't me. You know what I mean? It wasn't me. I wasn't being genuine. And so long term, I did that for about a year, but it wasn't it. I was feeling pretty phony-ish and it just didn't last. And that goes for anything. If you're trying to start a business and it doesn't align with your core morals, ethics, beliefs, and values, it's not gonna last. If you're going into a networking event and you're trying to act like you some kind of macho man or some macho woman and you're spitting stuff that's not even true and you know it's not true, you're not being genuine, it's eventually gonna come out. So just make it easy for yourself and be genuine from the start. That's how you attract people to you. If you're genuinely yourself, people who like you will resonate with you. And the best part is, you're not acting. People will resonate with you because they like how you act and they like who you are, and you're just being yourself. So there's no need to change for anything. Simple as that. Third tip that I have for you guys is to diversify your circle. A great example of this is Steve Jobs and Steve Wozniak. One was a marketer, one was an engineer. Now you probably think, you put those two in a room, that should be interesting. Because one guy is definitely a lot more on the, I'm in the nitty gritty, I'm in the weeds, I'm in trying to put things together. And I know, because me, by my background in college, I am an engineer by my degree in college. So I understand you want to get into the weeds. You want to work with the small stuff. You want to build stuff and tinker stuff and do these. The marketer just wants to be the face of everything. They just want to be out there. They just want to say, we have this cool product. And the engineer's like, no, we don't. It doesn't work yet. And so imagine how that works. But they made it work. Right? They made it work. They worked through their differences. They found commonalities and they made it work. The best thing you can do to build those good relationships, and I'm not saying friendships, because we talked about friendships and how those things work in a past episode. So go ahead and listen to that about friendships and vulnerability and all that kind of stuff. That's episode 126. You can check that one out. But this one just talking about if you just want a relationship in terms of, oh, I have an acquaintance. Oh, I know a guy. Oh, I know a girl. You want to get to that level where they kind of know you like that. And if you saw them in the store, they wouldn't be a complete stranger. You got to diversify your circle. Find people who aren't in the same field as you. Like I said, me being an engineer, obviously as a personal thing, that'll be going out talking to marketers, going out talking to salespeople. Now it'll be going out and talking to, since I'm a coach, it'll be going and talking to other coaches who are doing better than me in the coaching space. All right, diversifying that way, so that way you can touch as many different avenues as possible. So that way you can become that guy or girl that says, hey, oh, you need someone who paints? Oh, I know a guy. Oh, you need somebody who's a really good fitness coach? Oh, I know a girl. Hey, you need somebody who's really good at finance and budgeting? I know a guy. If you want to be able to have the power to do that, you got to diversify. You got to go to these events. Even if it's a finance event and you have nothing to do with finance, go anyway. Why? Because my fourth point, attend events with a purpose. And it's not for the free food. The purpose is to go and do the past three points that I said. You want to go to these events to give value. You want to go to these events to practice being genuine and seeing who it is that you resonate with. And you want to go to these events to diversify your circle, most importantly. When I say events, I mean any kind of event. You want to go to some kind of TEDx talk. You want to go to a networking event. You want to go to a convention. You want to go to a meetup of some sort. I don't care what it is, but you got to get out there and just go talk to people. These people, these strangers, are just simply friends that you haven't met yet. That's all they are. Now, will everybody like you? No. Is everybody supposed to like you? No. So if you're thinking, what if people don't like me? They probably won't. Some people just won't. Some people you just don't click well with. And that's fine. That's life. It's okay. Most people are just going to be neutral with you. Most people are just going to like you just because you're a fellow human being. Some people are going to love you. Most people are going to like you. Some minority is just going to absolutely hate your guts. But majority of people are either going to be neutral / like you, and some people are going to love you. Just get out your head, bite the bullet, and say, I'm just going to go to this event. I'm just going to go to give value to these people in whatever way that may be. You're going to go to a finance event? Okay, go and offer people to run their numbers for them for free if you're an accounting person. Or if you're going to go to a coaching get-together, offer people some really good advice that you heard from a multi-7-figure coach that you're implementing and seeing great results in yourself, even if you're only making like low 6 figures or low 5 figures. But you're implementing these things and you're starting to see growth. Tell them about this thing that you learned. If you're going to a podcasting event of any sort, go in there with value saying, hey, if people need help with audio stuff, here's the kind of setup that I use to get this kind of quality. Show them an episode. Let them listen to the quality. Say, hey, you want this kind of episode audio quality? Check this out. Do this. Do that. Here's what I do. You're giving. And then while you're giving, you're being genuine while saying, hey, that also means if someone's asking you a question, and you don't know, being genuine means saying, hey, that's not something that I specialize in, so unfortunately, I cannot help you with that. So at least the person now knows you're not trying to lead them on, and you're trying to give them some information that's probably false. You're just telling them straight up, I can't help you with that, because that's not where I operate. That's not where I thrive. That's fine. You can't operate everywhere. But at the very least, at least when you're talking with that person, you say, I can't help you with that, but maybe you do need help with something else. Or maybe we could talk about this, or maybe we could talk about that. And you start looking for other ways to talk about different things. That is now doing the third point that I said of diversifying your circle. You see how all this stuff is adding up together? It's powerful stuff. This is really powerful stuff. But even more powerful is point number five. After the event is done, after you did all those previous three points of seeking to give, being genuine, and diversifying your circle, after you leave the event, you want to now do point number five, which is to follow up. If you met somebody interesting, follow up with them. Send them an email, text, call, DM, snail mail. I don't care what you do. Follow up with them every so often. Hey, it was great meeting you. Pleasure to make your acquaintance. Hopefully we could do some work in the future. Hey, my name is Rashawn. Remember when we met at PodFest? I'm the host of Motivate, Grind, Succeed, the podcast. It was great talking with you over lunch. Hashtag crab is always better than lobster. Maybe you had a crab and lobster dinner. I don't know. I'm just making some stuff off the top of my head. But following up with that allows you to continue to nurture that relationship and to be able to continue to formulate that relationship. So that way you can start going to that person that I alluded to before, that person who goes, hey, I know a guy. Hey, I know a girl. Even if you're not best hum-chum pals, that's fine. At least you can refer people. And then when you refer them on the back end, you're telling them, hey, I know a guy. If you go and talk to them, just tell them I sent you. And because you've been following up in the past, when they say the name, it'll trigger some remembrance of, oh, I remember I met them at this event and did this and this and that. And then notice the power of this. You send one person, they say your name. You send a second person, they say your name. You send five people, they say your name. Whoa, you see the power of this? You send 10, 15, 20 people, they say your name. Now this person's seeing, oh, this person's a really big spokesperson for me. Now this person who was over here is now hitting you up saying, hey, you're sending all this stuff my way. Thank you so much. Hey, there's this event for multi-seven, multi-eight figure entrepreneurs or whatever. I'm just making stuff up right now. But let's say they say, oh, there's an event for multi-seven and eight figure entrepreneurs. I don't think you're in that state yet, but I'll be more than happy to bring you along since you're providing so much value to me. And you say, wow, thank you so much. I know I'm only a multi-six, but I'm really striving hard to make it to multi-seven. And this will be a fantastic opportunity. Thank you so much. And they said, absolutely, no problem. Boom! Now you went from multi-six. Now you're in the presence of seven and eight figure people just because you were providing value and following up. The power of this is absolutely insane. And how do I know this works? Because I did it myself. I'm doing it myself. That is how I was able to get into rooms where you have people who are multi-six, even multi-seven figure entrepreneurs. And here I am talking to them and shaking their hands. I'm giving you this information because this is how I did it. I'm telling you this is how I did it. And I'm giving this information back to you guys. I'm telling you, seek to give, be genuine, diversify your circle, attend the event with purpose. If you don't have a purpose for attending the event, don't go, because you're just going to waste your time, waste your money, and waste other people's time too. And you're also going to come off as just a bad taste in their mouth and that you left a bad impression, because you never get a second chance to make a first impression. And finally, if all else fails, and the most important thing, follow up. Always follow up with something every now and again, just to say, hey, just to pop your head out like a little groundhog. Hey, I'm still alive. Just checking on you, making sure things are good. We talked about that in episode 126. If you want to hear a little bit more about that, go check out that episode. But definitely following up. Again, numbers game. You do that enough for enough people, you're going to start seeing some impact. Guys, that's what I have for you for this week's episode. Thank you so much for tuning into another episode of Motivate, Grind, Succeed, the podcast. And I surely do hope you got something valuable from this episode, because, man, I dropped so many gems today. I literally give you all the step-by-step process that I do myself and still rinse and repeat today to get myself into these big rooms and to be able to do these things like networking and things. And yes, some of them do require money. A lot of them do require money. You got to pay to play. But I guarantee you, you pay the money, you make it worth your while, I guarantee you, your ROI is going to be huge. Guys, if you want to see any of the information that we talked about today, any of the episodes that I mentioned, any kind of information about the episode, some links, for example, to the coaching program, all that stuff's going to be in the episode description. Leave us a rating and a review if you really, really enjoyed this episode, if you really got some value out of it. as I love reading all the positive reviews. I love seeing the positive feedback. I love knowing I'm making an impact in you guys' life. It really encourages me to keep making more of these episodes and delivering harder and harder on the content, guys. I really do appreciate it. Take care, and I will see you guys next time.